entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Pardon for the technical difficulties. We're on the air with Sue Wagner and Dr. Pat Allen.
Dr. Pat, hi, Sue. Next to me. Hi. Hey, I want to throw a shout out here. It's Kelly's birthday today, and it was Dr. Pat's birthday on Wednesday. So we have two birthdays in the last couple of days. So I want everybody to wish them a happy birthday.
Thank you, Susie. That's so sweet. And happy birthday, Pat. I hope you got my message the other day.
I'm sure she did. I want to do a couple of quick announcements because I know we're running late. We will be changing the radio station starting in October 6th, to Thursday nights from 5 to 6 p.m. And then after that, we're going to offer a webinar where people can call in and they can ask questions with Dr. Allen as well. If you want information, go to www.wantistore.com, click on the webinar link, and it'll have all the registration information. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Allen, so we can get on the radio and start our calls. Here we go.
All right. Hi, Dr. Allen. How was your week and how was your birthday?
I had a birthday week. I had people entertaining me for a week, and I had a great time. If I knew that 82 would be this much fun, I would have gotten here sooner.
That is awesome, Dr. Allen. I'm so glad to hear that.
Good. And how was your birthday?
My birthday today has been lovely, very calm, very easy, and my daughter made me a wild blackberry pie for my birthday.
That's wonderful. I went to the movies with a girlfriend as part of my birthday week and ate popcorn and drank water.
I love popcorn. Oh my goodness. Okay, so shall we get going here?
Let's go.
I have a question here from one of your Facebook fans. And one of your Facebook fans wants to say how much they absolutely positively adore you and what a difference you've made in their life, which is wonderful and exciting. And so she also wants to say happy birthday to you.
Yes.
And she wants to know,
yes,
how she can stay in her feminine when her man is trying to get into his feminine.
It depends on the age. What is the age? Are they 45 to 55 or are they younger?
She's 48. He's 52.
I've got news for you. When you're in that age bracket, whoever starts a sensitive communication, like I feel this way, you track them. How can I help you feel better? If somebody starts a teachy, preachy, bitchy, moany, questioning thing with thinking, you ask them, what can I do to help us do better? Remember the following rules. And I want to remind you, the over 50 relationship turns into a waltz where whoever starts the sensitive transaction sets the stage. If it's a bad feeling, the other person says, what can I do to help us feel better? If it's a thinking, teaching, preaching, the other person, whoever it is, says, what can I do to help us do better? When you're young and gushing testosterone and estrogen, there are predominant roles of being cherished and being respected. But when you get to the midlife, 45 to 55, you start to take on the attributes of the opposite sex, gender, and therefore you follow the lead. Do you understand
right.
that?
I do.
If you go to my website, you can get a DB set called the Over 50 Relationship.
That's awesome. Okay, so now we have another question. And I know that you were writing a book with Bob Storr about issues like this. Two males, both in their mid-30s, are in a relationship, and they are having what they describe as a power struggle for both the feminine and the masculine.
Right. I'm going to say something so un-American. Wow. Equality in communication is perfect for working partnerships and perfect from loveless, sexless friends. But once you want equality, I don't want. Once you want equality in feeling centered, especially sexually sensitive communication, you are going to ruin your sex life.
Oh, okay. So he, gentleman number one, and gentleman number two. Gentleman number one feels that he is the feminine, but when gentleman number two starts to go into the feminine, gentleman number one becomes angry and offended.
Well, man number one, often referred to as the top man, that man says, "What can I do to help you feel better about doing it my way?" Do you understand
okay.
that?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which gets information which can be used. Remember, in a relationship, straight, gay, or lesbian, when you're under 45, somebody's got to want to be the respected communicator. How do you feel about it? And then the other person tells them, I feel this way, or I don't feel that way. Whereupon, man one, man A, top man, says, what can I do to help you and I feel better? And the other person tells him, compliment.
So basically.
What?
So basically, whether it's two men or two women, relationship, it doesn't matter. One and the other, they can't both be driving.
Number one, men with male bodies still have female souls, the anima. And I refer you to Emma Jung's book, Anima, Animus. She was the wife of Carl Jung, who, by the way, helped Bill Wilson create the 12-step program for any of Bill Wilson's friends out there, because I know you're out there.
Yes, so, they are.
Okay, so do you understand? Every woman has a masculine soul called the animus. The Chinese did wonderful quantum physics with yin and yang. Yang is masculine, yin is feminine. We're all men and we're all women, and that gives us multiple choice for ambisexuality, bisexuality, heterosexuality, asexuality, whatever. These are all expressions, but we're all everything. So we've got to get off this business of, well, you're born what you're born. I got news for you. We're all on a continuum basis. Some of us have more masculine. Some of us have more feminine chemistry and neurobiological development.
That's amazing, because there's a lot going on right now in the transgendered community. And
I know it.
I understand there's a lot of tension with respect to some of the lesbian and homosexual groups rejecting the trans and the gray ace and asexual ideologies. What is your position on that?
My position on that is we used to think the earth was flat, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to just say it once and once and once again. We are all everything. And that means masculine, feminine. Some of us have more masculine chemistry. Our brains are impacted. Do you realize every infant is at first, for the first 8 days of pregnancy in the mother, feminine, feminine. We all are started out as feminine. Within 8 days, mom spots the Y. Oh, there's a Y in me. And she produces a gene called the SRY gene, which in effect immediately, this is 8 days into pregnancy, she immediately starts stimulating the little fetus into producing testes and testosterone. And by 24 weeks of pregnancy, it is observable that that infant is at some level masculine and feminine. Now, sometimes mother spots what she thinks is a Y in a girl fetus. And she sends out the SRY gene and it starts the little girl. That's called a cortisone hypoplasic adrenalized female. She is the biological manifestation, natural for her species and type, of a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
We are all both, and at some basis of more straight, more lesbian, more gay, more straight. It depends on who you are, and I'm sure that if you wanted to go to a lab, you could probably get it diagnosed. But other than that, I just am concerned with speaking. Do you want to be respected? Yang, 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 yang. Or do you want to be cherished? Yin, 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 yin. Or do you want to be both? Which, by the way, is normal and healthy for single, non-parent, not mated individuals. When you're individuated, Carl Jung adores you. When you're actualized, Maslow adores you. So single people who are not parents are really healthy and normal when they are narcissistic. We also can call them alphas, because they're both yang and yin, and they can go either way.
Awesome. That is amazing. Okay.
I've got to give you another book. God knows I've got to give you another book. There's a book about negative alphas. Those are people that take their power in their complexity and misuse it. The book is called The Natural History of the Rich by Richard Conniff, C-O-N-N-I-F-F. And it specifically annotates alpha nature, which is unusual when referring to humans. We talk about the alpha dog and the alpha horse, but not many people write about or talk about the alpha humans. But Mr. Conniff does, and I do. And you can be a good alpha, the Dalai Lama, and you can be a bad alpha, Hitler, Stalin, blah, blah, blah. Do you see?
Right.
But that book is particularly about the misuse of power.
Well, that sounds like an amazing book. I'm going to have to read that one.
Good. Anything else you want to know or poke into my brain?
Well, only a billion things, but... here we have another question. Let me see. All right. We have a caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Kelly.
You're
Hello.
Lucky you got through. We had a bit of technical difficulties for a while, but have faith.
I'm so grateful. Thank you. Yes. So I am, my question tonight is that I'm 11 weeks out of a relationship that ended. We were no longer compatible. And it was very painful. To go through that as I'm processing this heartbreak. But you had suggested that I consider him one of the three people I'm dating. So I
He might be number three.
Right. So, you know, the 8 weeks passed and he didn't reach out or anything. And I actually, I've been dating, duty dating quite a bit.
Okay.
And I met someone that I had a fourth date with last week. Who,
Hallelujah.
So,
remember, the reason I say date three men or three women, because if you date only one at a time, it'll take you forever and you bend yourself into a pretzel. Two is either or. Three is a good principle in business, diversification. So I recommend you have three people to date or duty date. You date them three times because inevitably the first date we're not particularly showing our best if we're nervous. So give them three shots to make a point. And if you get to the third shot and there's no chemistry, you tell them, you know what? I so appreciate our dates, but I don't have the romantic chemistry that I need to build a romantic relationship. And I don't want to use you and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to date me, it's as a friend. And you are now dating three and number one is now number three. So what is your question?
My question is, I'm noticing as I'm getting closer to this gentleman that a lot of things are triggering. And I'm wondering if like writing a hi-bye letter to my my ex would be helpful in kind of having closure.
Well, it sounds like you already said goodbye to him.
Yeah, that's true.
What you're saying is, I want to undo what I did. That does not leave a good impression.
What do you mean? Like, if the hi-bye letter is opening the door to... Like,
did he say, you said to him, you are not turning me on. Is that correct?
Well, I realize I want to have children, and he does not want to have children.
That's incompatibility. You can have chemistry with people, and if you waste your fertility years dating them, you're really wasting precious time. So why would you want him back if he doesn't want what you want? That's incompatibility.
I see. And the high, you're saying the high buy letter would be opening that door to say,
I will take you the way you are with no kids.
I see. Okay. So, maybe doing just some writing on my own and not actually sending a letter might be an option. What do you
and
think about
reading
that?
Reading it to somebody you trust that will not judge you.
Okay. That helps.
It is very good for you to share your pain with somebody that you believe will not judge you for being in pain.
Right. That helps. Definitely.
That's what the self-help programs are all about. For example, in Alcoholics Anonymous, there's Codependency Anonymous. Mm-hmm. There's Adult Children of Alcoholics. There's Al-Anon. There's all kinds of self-help programs that don't cost a fortune, that you can be together with other human beings in pain and work it through.
Right. I actually am very blessed to have a 12-step community, so I will definitely, lean on my support there as well.
Very good. Very good.
So a question I have. So I'm dating this guy. There was also another guy I've gone on two dates now, and he's asked me on a third date, who I also find attractive, although it seems like he's more interested in like a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship.
Are you?
I'm not I'm not sure. I've explored that possibility. I feel like right now, because of the pain of my like previous relationship, that the idea of diving into something more emotionally serious would, it's really scary. So like,
wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that you're going to let a painful situation limit your creative investigation for your life goals?
Well, when you put it that way,
I don't think I would waste. I'm 82 years old, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I now look back on as a really good thing is you get knocked down, get up, and go through the next deal. You know what I found? That we don't go from 0 to 10. We go from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3. You meet people, and somehow you learn lessons in each one of these painful experiences that sets you up for a better deal next time. So why would you waste time?
You're right. So I, like, because I'm in pain, and the idea of like settling for something that I'm not completely, that I don't want 100% just because I'm in pain.
All that means is you don't have intercourse. How big a deal is that?
Right.
I want you to date people, whether they're duty dates that are not particularly chemically attractive to you, but they're nice people. Okay? And I want you to date three of them at least three times as a way.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Okay. Do that as a way to desensitize your fear of pain.
So with this guy that I'm seeing for a fifth date soon, he had asked me like about previous, you know, like, oh, when was your last relationship? And I felt like all this emotion come up, so I wasn't comfortable talking about it. Do I just continue to kind of build the comfort with him and eventually I can share that?
Why not share that I'm getting over a failed relationship? How did it fail? I want children. He didn't. Communicate.
Right. So communicate with this guy that I'm dating and just be open about what I'm going through.
Men interview women for possible wives. I don't want women who want to be cherished to interview men. Because that makes the woman masculine, yang, and he's feminine. Now, if she likes being, in my book, Getting to I Do, that's Andrea. But Leslie wants to be cherished. So we each have to know, do I want to be respected or cherished? And if I want to be respected, I am going to interview you because you're applying for the job of being my loved one, my wife. You see?
Sure, but I know I want to be feminine and I want a masculine man.
Then please answer interview questions.
Okay.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Will you do that?
Even if it's painful?
Especially if it's painful.
Okay.
You've agreed to go on the date, right?
Right.
And I don't know what he would ask you, but if it's not immoral, unethical, or illegal, what's the problem of sharing the pain?
Right.
You know what the problem is?
What?
He'll know you're still in love and holding that other relationship close to your heart, and therefore you're really not available.
Right.
So if a man says, what happened to it? He didn't want kids and I want kids. That's understandable. You're incompatible. Remember, you need chemistry, compatibility, and communication.
Right, but what you just said about, like, if he sees that I'm, like, emotional and I'm still, like, attached.
Darling, your feelings aren't negotiable other than drugs, meds. Therefore, mm-hmm. what you say is going to be information. The relationship fell apart because he didn't want kids and I do. We were mm-hmm. incompatible.
Right.
Do you see?
Right. So, but you said, like, if he sees that I'm, like, emotional about it, like, is that...
What's that,
like,
got to do? It will take you it takes 2 years to stop. You know, if you're a normal human being and your first husband died 20 years ago, you might mm-hmm. still feel the pain.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
So it's normal.
Yes. Remember, passive patient and vulnerable are very attractive characteristics of a loving woman. Passive mm-hmm. means you don't interview them if you want to be cherished. Patient, mm-hmm. let them build a relationship. And vulnerable. Vulnerable means that you are moral, ethical, and legal, and you honor those limits, but you are going to be vulnerable when it comes to answering questions that might help build a relationship.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
And happy birthday to both, and happy birthday to you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you so
much. Good night.
Wow. A lot of information in that call.
I know. So?
So, let's see what else we've got going on here. We have another Facebook question.
Okay.
And it is, I sent him the ritual stroke for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
He has not responded. Now what, Dr. Allen?
Nothing. It was simply to remind him that you exist and that you care, and you're not mad. So he's got 8 solid weeks to respond.
Oh, so when you send a ritual stroke, it's almost like that's the 8 weeks starts over again.
Well, yeah, if they're in 8 weeks, the 8 weeks starts... No, the 8 weeks is when he responds.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's a good one.
Here's the ritual stroke. You know, we talk about it's fallen apart. And he thinks you're mad at him. And the 4th of July or Thanksgiving or Easter or his birthday or his bar mitzvah or something comes up. Take the opportunity of sending a ritual card that you can buy in a drugstore, do you see, that says,
right.
Hey, over there, I'm alive and well and living in Brazil or something.
Hello?
Do you see?
Hello?
Because he will then know.
This is so weird.
What?
Hi, caller. Do you have a question for Dr. Allen?
I do, yes. It looks again like you guys called me back. This is strange. I do have a question. Yes. Here's my question. A few days ago, I was talking to a man, a friend of a friend, and I just got back from like a 3-day real estate / self-development seminar. And he asked me, he's like, oh, what kind of self-development are you doing? So I told him about the seminar. And then I told him, I was like, oh, I also work with a therapist. And then I kind of bit my tongue. Do you think it's okay to share this with men that ask?
That share what?
Share that I'm working with a therapist.
You mean you're talking about being a patient, a client?
Yeah.
Do you also tell him, your medical report?
No.
Well, for what reason would you share I'm seeing a therapist? Because seeing a therapist is wonderfully vulnerable, except it mm-hmm. says that you're having emotional problems that requires attention. First impressions count.
Okay. So don't
that
share.
Would be the same as somebody, say, for example, somebody with a little high blood pressure would say, I work in a post office and my blood pressure is.
That makes sense. All right.
See?
Well, I kind of consider this not like just therapy, but it's also part of self-development. So that's why I said, and then I kind of caught myself thinking like, okay, maybe I overshared a little bit.
Well, what I'm saying, if you said therapist, that's illness. That's like saying I'm seeing a doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Okay. I won't share this again then.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, caller.
My general rule of thumb is present yourself in the best light. In other words, we dress up, we wear makeup, we shave, we do things that men and women do to present their first impressions count.
I believe that, and I believe that you never get a second chance to make a great first impression. So
that's exactly
I'm going to have to agree with that. And we actually, that's interesting because we have a question here about making an impression in the online dating world. And Dr. Allen, a lot of these gals out there are really reaching with respect to doing that, making a great first impression. They want to sell themselves. And they're selling their masculine, a lot of them. I'm finding they're selling what they do for a living. So how would you, if a woman wanted to stay in her feminine, how would you think she would present herself in the best light as a feminine person without extolling the virtues of her financials and career?
As I said earlier on, everybody's both a performing male yang and a processing female yin. Everybody is. Performance is attempting to attract respect. Respect for do good to feel good. Processing is geared towards attracting strokes, cherishing. So if you want to be respected, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, because we both have the right to be masculine. If you want to be respected, then put down your major achievements, followed by what you do to enjoy your life. That's putting the masculine first, yang, and then the feminine. But if you want to be cherished, whether you're a man or a woman, then put down what you like to do. I like to cook. I like to walk the hills. I like to dance. I like to, whatever you like to process goes first. And I also work and do this and enjoy that. So sell whichever side. Do you want to sell your yang or your yin first? If you want to sell both, then it'll be like, I love to dance and I'm a doctor. You know what I mean? You kind of...
Exactly.
You put down both things as a whole package of equality. But the problem with that is you're going to either attract someone who's just like you, and two alphas are really four people wanting and not wanting things. So it's a very complicated but very exciting relationship, but it sends out mixed messages, and it definitely won't hit someone who definitely wants to be respected or definitely wants to be cherished, because it'll appear like you want someone who matches them. And that's very performance and process oriented, which makes you a 10. And the other person feels like a 0.
Right. So then I think that what you're basically saying, I'm going to reiterate this a little bit for one of our people who's asking questions right now live onto my phone, is what she's saying is she should tell about all the things that make her a soft, feminine person, and then just sort of like, oh, yeah, and I'm a dentist. As
yes.
a, sort of like as an afterthought.
Right. You see what
I mean? When she, and her next question is, so she's searching, and she thinks she's doing it wrong because she's looking for somebody that would match her feminine side, but she should really be looking for something that would cherish her feminine side.
That's exactly right. You've got to know who you are. Okay.
Okay. So she's saying thank you. Okay. Her message back is thank you, Dr. Allen, so much that I think I finally have it. Okay. That's awesome.
Good. Good. Good.
All right.
And hey, there's a wonderful book by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee, The Yin and Yang Way of Life. And it's got all kinds of information about sex and about what you like to eat, food, and music. Please. The yin and yang
All
way
right.
of life.
The yin and yang way of life. Okay, we have another question, but we don't have a lot of time. But I'm going to ask it anyway because it's a really interesting one.
Yeah, let's go for it.
It says, Dr. Allen, I have made a giant boo-boo. How am I going to get my man back that I've chased and scared away?
You're either going to send a ritual card with miss you in it or something fun, whatever. Or you're going to do the infamous, you know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to describe it. The hi-bye letter. Hi there. I'm still out here. I care about you. And I'm glad I learned this lesson so I don't run anybody else off. So you can.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
What?
Go ahead.
Either send a ritual something at 4th of July or Thanksgiving. Or send a hi-bye letter, which explains what you know is a mistake now and how you didn't really want to do that.
And she's saying, how do I stop myself? How do I control myself from doing this chasing thing where I scare him away? Getting too serious too fast. What do I do, Dr. Allen? Do I bite my cheeks? Do I pinch myself? Do I jam my fingernails into the palm of my hand? How can I stop myself from doing these impulsive things that end up being pure folly in my relationship?
By making a commitment. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitment. Write it down and follow it. I am not going to call them. I am not going to tell them what I want. I'm going to find out what they want, and then I get to say yes or no if I want to be cherished.
So you say something that I think is really interesting, and it might be really poignant. It might be really poignant at this point in time, where you say, "Don't ask for more, better, and different." I get the feeling that that's what they're doing, and one of the problems they seem to be having is. They blurt it out before they think. So I think she's asking for some sort of a way to
you know
check
what?
It out herself.
As soon as she loses enough men, she'll cut it out.
Okay. This woman says, I'm not a big fan of being enthusiastically receptive. Oh, we got a caller. Okay, caller, real quick. We're almost out of time.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
I just had a quick question. Can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah, let's go for it. Quickly.
Okay, a man has been dating me about 15
Good.
Times and
All
taking
right.
me on really nice dates.
Okay.
But he always just does a quick kiss at the end.
That's
so
fine. He's not willing to get emotionally
I don't really know
involved.
What was that?
He's pacing you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to fall into love, sexuality, too quickly. It's dangerous for a man to fall in love with the wrong woman.
Okay, and he is over 50.
Yes. So he's very feeling-centered. Good for him. Follow him.
Okay. But I shouldn't say anything about it? Or
no, dear.
Keep going,
unless
just
you want to be the man. Yes. Yes.
Just enjoy it. Okay. And it's, yeah, it seems like it's good for me. It's healing that he's not trying to grab me or anything.
No.
So it's kind of nice.
Okay. Good. Okay?
Okay.
Good
okay,
girl.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Okay.
Shirley, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen, we are out of time. What have you got to say to me?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? Followed by action or inaction as soon as possible.
Okay, everybody. Follow us on Facebook. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, you really should. www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. Don't forget about checking out the One Eye Store. And once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the One Institute, for bringing us here.
The voicemail box of 714.
Don't forget, we're going to have a show next Friday.
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We're going to have, we'll have our last for September, and then we move
switch
to
Thursday.
We switch to Thursday and October.
Thursday. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't hear our music.
Okay.
There it is. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.